It is time now for a community connection here on K1AM 1400 FM 93.3. We have the pleasure of sitting down with Amy Jacobson of Amy Jacobson Art and Design. Her piece called Native Color at Unity Square was selected by the Bartlesville City Council to be installed at the Tower Center at Unity Square in downtown Bartlesville. First off, congratulations, Amy, for having your piece selected.
Thank you. Thank you. It's exciting.
Have you ever had something selected for a major project like this before?
Yes, I am actually about to take a sculpture piece to Coral Springs, Florida. It was scheduled to go in March, but because of the shutdown, it got postponed. But I have a large sculpture going to a public art piece in Coral Springs, Florida. I leave on Sunday, so on the 10th.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. What can you tell me about your design that was selected for the Tower Center at Unity Square here in Bartlesville?
Well, the design consists of 8.5 foot to 11.5 feet tall stainless steel and cast glass flowers. The flowers are based on the Indian blanket native flower. It's a native prairie flower that's actually the native wildflower, the state wildflower, I should say, of Oklahoma. You know, I did some research on what would be fitting to represent the people of Oklahoma, what might be a good symbol, and I felt like the native flowers were a good symbol to draw some inspiration from. So that's the main part of the sculpture, and then there will actually be three bees, honeybees, hovering above the flowers, which are also stainless steel and glass. The grove of flowers will incorporate some water jet sprinklers that you can turn off in the summertime to actually play in the water amongst the flowers. That's what the design is.
And how long did it take you to come up with the design and create it?
It takes me anywhere from initial concepts. I will usually spend 2 or 3 weeks just thinking around with ideas. And sometimes things come faster to me than others. Sometimes it just takes a lot of experimenting. I play with this idea, I play with that idea, and then I eventually land on something that I think, okay, yeah, I like that. I think that'll be good. But not a solid 2 or 3 weeks, just kind of, you know, here and there doing some sketching. Once I have an idea, then it takes me several days to actually design it in a 3D software so that I can design exactly how it's going to be built. As I'm designing, I'm thinking of all that would have to go into it and the steps of building it to make sure that I'm designing something that's actually doable. It's really a few-week process.
Do you know if you're going to be the one that's going to kind of see it built out, or what's that process look like for you?
So I actually fabricate the pieces myself. I have a metal fabrication shop. I got into metal work about 5 years ago, and that's how this is all developed. So I don't just design the pieces, I build them myself. So I do hire assistants. So it's me and it's of 2 or 3 other people, depending on the project, depending on how much help I need. But I'm the one who builds them, so it will be fabricated in my shop. The glass pieces that go into this project, my studio mate is a glass artist named Derek Van Keppel. He has a business called Rock Cottage Glassworks, and Derek will be making all the cast glass pieces. The way that goes down is that I build molds for the size and shape of the pieces that I want, and then he takes the molds into his glass blowing studio, and they pour glass into the molds. And then they have to anneal the glass and set up, and then they put a coating on the backside of the glass. It's a shatter-resistant coating. This glass is an inch thick, so it is not easily breakable. It's very durable. But in case it does ever have a crack, the coating helps to hold all the pieces together until it could be replaced if that did happen.
And when are you guys going to be able to come in and install these pieces for the project?
I know that it has been backed up a little bit because of the shutdowns and the coronavirus. I know we're about a month behind what they originally planned on for approving the project and getting started. But I believe that they're hoping to have these by early fall. So really quickly, we should be getting the contract finalized and you know, starting to order material and starting to put things together. So I expect to be building these over the summer.
What got you interested in doing this design for the Tower Center at Unity Square project?
I'm consistently looking for projects and looking for ones that seem to fit my style and ones that I have an idea for. My studio mate's assistant, she was the one who found this. Somebody sent her the announcement of the competition, and she said, hey, are you interested in this? And I said, yeah, I'll take a look. And I just thought, yeah, this looks like something I could do something with. I've done a piece that included a water fountain before, so I thought, yeah, I could incorporate, you know, come up with something we could incorporate the water feature into. That was one of the things that they wanted in this particular public art piece. It was just one that seemed to fit my kind of design style, and I was born in Tulsa, even though I'd only lived there till I was three. I haven't lived there since then. It was kind of like, oh, this is near my place of birth and where my grandparents lived when I was growing up, and so it's kind of fun to do something that you have at least some personal tie to. So that also was kind of fun to try something for an area that I felt like I have some history in.
Yeah, totally. And of course, like you just said, you're born in the Tulsa area. It's part of your personal life history. And of course, you said you felt excited about the project earlier and being selected to have a little piece of the Tower Center at Unity Square, which a lot of people in our area are excited for. How does it feel also to be a part of the historic downtown Bartlesville area? Of course, you have the only skyscraper with Frank Lloyd Wright there with the Price Tower, and you also have the Bartlesville Community Center. How does it feel to just kind of have a little piece of that history right there amongst all that stuff that's happening in the park?
The first time I had visited Bartlesville was when I was selected as a finalist for this competition, and I did not know about Price Tower or the Community Center until, you know, I had seen it in the competition material, but I didn't know a lot about it. And so my husband and I came down and stayed in Price Tower, and we just had such a great weekend. It was just so much fun. Price Tower was so unique. The Community Center was so unique, and we had such a warm, welcoming reception there that people, everybody was in Bartlesville was so friendly and warm. And so being a part of it, and the enthusiasm the people of Bartlesville seem to have for this project, the area, the community center, it's really neat to be part of something like that because it's really meaningful to the people of Bartlesville. And that's really the point of doing a public art piece, is to do something that's meaningful to the community. Otherwise, why are you doing it? So that is, it is very exciting to be part of the Price Tower and the Community Center and the things that are so unique to Bartlesville, for sure.
You already mentioned that you were born in Tulsa. Don't know if we've discussed this or not yet, but you're from the Kansas City area. That's where you're at now. What can you tell me about you?
Born in Tulsa. My young childhood I spent in El Paso, Texas. My youth and the place that I think of as home is in Colorado. In the 80s, my family moved to Colorado. That's where most of my family still is. I ended up leaving Colorado to go to grad school down in Savannah, Georgia, where I got a degree in illustration. I have an undergrad degree in painting, and when I was really young, my thought was I was going to be a painter. And then I decided that I could use my drawing and painting skills towards something more commercial and ended up with an illustration degree, and I both taught and illustrated for many years. Sculpture work, it never even crossed my mind until 5 years ago. It was just something I hadn't even considered. I'd never done any 3D work. After 2 years in Savannah, Georgia, so I've kind of been all over the place, I ended up coming to Kansas City for family reasons, and it was a good place to raise kids, and I stayed. I was doing illustration work and teaching online for the illustration program for the Savannah College of Art and Design. After several years of that, I was just a little burned out and looking for something new, and I had this funny thought about, oh, maybe I should learn to weld and create artwork with a little bit of metal pieces in it. And I was really thinking of like paintings with, I probably could have got away with soldering really for what I was thinking of, because I was just thinking of little pieces of metal in like wall art. On a whim, I called a metal fabrication shop that I saw on the public TV station that had worked with artists in the area. And I asked if he ever taught anybody welding. And he said, oh, well, you know, I do take interns that do chores for me and clean for me, and I'll do a little teaching. And so I said, okay, I'll give that a try. And within 2 months, I was working full-time for him. It became his in-house designer and resident artist, and he taught me metal fabrication. 2 years later, I won my first large-scale sculpture project, and it was big enough that I needed to go ahead and get my own studio space, and from there I started building my own metal shop. So that was 3 years ago this spring, so about this time of year, and I moved into my own studio space and started buying equipment, built my first big sculpture. Then I did a lot of furniture pieces. I've done a lot of furniture design and continued to do some wall art pieces, and I've really done a range of things, and then last year won another large-scale public art piece, which is the one going to Coral Springs, Florida, and now this one, and then I have another one coming up on the heels of this one that will be probably, you know, starting. We don't have the details worked out for it yet, but it is another large-scale piece that will go to California. It'll probably be starting in the fall, right about the time I finish this one up.
And as you mentioned, this is all really exciting stuff for you, and you've had quite a life in terms of art and design and sculpting. What do you hope people take away from your art? What do you hope people remember about your art career later on down the road?
About my art career?
Yes, ma'am.
I've never been one to really think about. I'm not somebody who's ever thought about art as wanting to be like go down in history or be. I think I just am much more in the moment. I just want to build something that's really fun and cool and awe-inspiring. I want something that, you know, I really love public art pieces because they are meant for everyone. I want my pieces to be approachable. I don't want them to be something that people look at it and go, ooh, what's that? Or I don't get it. I want them to say, oh, I do get it. I want everyone to be able to enjoy them. I want them to be cheerful. I don't know if I care if what people remember about my personal career, but I certainly want the pieces to be something that are enjoyed for a long time and that are really accessible to everybody.
Now, would you say that's something that you would want for the people that walk by your art piece at the Tower Center at Unity Square, too?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, that's exactly what I want. I want them to be, you know, no regard to education level or income or where you're from, or I want everyone in the community to be able to look at them and enjoy them and appreciate them. And, you know, absolutely. I want them to be accessible to everybody.
We've been sitting down with Amy Jacobson of Amy Jacobson Art and Design. Her piece, Native Color at Unity Square, was selected by the Bartlesville City Council to be installed at the Tower Center at Unity Square. Amy, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure to speak with you as well.
That was a Community Connection here on K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.